The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, thank you for tuning in and spending some time with me today. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can always check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our page to get updates and see what is happening. So I'm excited to have a repeat guest here on the show today. I would like to introduce you to Dr. Erica Juricitz.
Thank you so much for having me again, Denise. This is wonderful.
I'm so glad you're here. And Actually, you know, you're a repeat guest. However, right, the last time you were home and I was here.
Yeah.
But this time you came down to the studio, so I'm really excited to have you here.
This is great. We're getting to actually sit and have a conversation with each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny. We were talking. We were like talking about whether we should say it or not. But so we started working together last July of 2020, July, August of 2020. And I went on a webinar on Facebook. You know, I saw, you know, the topics that you were going to have in the webinar, and it totally intrigued me. So I said, let me go on this. And I was glad I did, because it definitely resonated with me. But ever since that time, we have never met.
Right.
Which
exactly.
Which is like so insane, you know?
We've been on a screen together, and that's
Each other, so I knew what you looked like. You knew what I looked like, right? But yeah, we never actually physically, you know. And then you had actually come to my office, which I want to thank you big time, for the nonprofit women's organization that I run, Power of Women Exchanging Resources. You were kind enough to donate a basket, so I appreciate that. But even that day, I missed you, because I was in with a client. But I was like mad my assistant didn't pull me out, but you know, we're together today.
That's a big thing. It's a good thing, because it means that we're getting to a point in this pandemic where we can start to really reconnect with people, because that's really been a major issue that we've had, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just to start a little bit about yourself. Yeah. So you're an osteopathic physician with over 20 years of experience in primary care, treating patients with conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. But of course, I met you through your company that you founded, Integrative Healing Wellness, which is located right in Port Jeff. And that's what I was saying before. I wasn't sure where you were, but you were like right in my neck of the woods, which was awesome. And I have to say that, you know, I took the next steps after that webinar, and it was one of the best decisions that I made. It has been 16 months, and I'm happy to say that I feel much better because I'm eating right and making better choices for myself. And not to mention, I lost 27 pounds. And I know that's not the main thrust of it, but it definitely is a nice addition, for sure. Or a takeaway. Really?
Yes.
Not the addition. And I, you know, it was weight that I couldn't get off for many, many years after having my child and all of that. So I thank you so much, because it was finally the breakthrough that I needed to get myself back, you know, together again, I guess, so to speak.
Well, honestly, I want to thank you, because you're the one that put the effort in. Right. And that's what is so different between what I do now and what I used to do. What I used to do as a family physician was I'd just say, okay, here, take this, and I'll see you back in 3 months, and maybe get a little bit of a better diet and sleep and see you. Right. Now we let you take control back of your life. And we start to work with you to a point where you start to really understand what's happening in your body, how it's affecting you, what you're doing in life and in your nutrition is affecting you, and then putting it back into play in an amazing way.
That's what I love so much, because it gave a track to run on. And I say that with my clients too, you know, give you a track to run on, because it's like, okay, anybody, you can financial buy this, buy that, or, you know, but really getting some idea of what you should be doing and not be doing. I mean, literally it was a, like a course, which I thought was awesome. And things that, you know, you kind of knew, but really things that I thought I knew, I learned much more about, which I thought was, it was excellent. It really was. And I love that I can always go back and reference any things where I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm falling off track or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's what's really important too, is education, because I think right now we're losing a little bit of the integrity between patients and physicians, and not really knowing what are they thinking. They just kind of tell you, here, take this, but not explaining what's happening internally.
All the time. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that, but it is true, you know, and it is that education part that I think is so important. It is our bodies and we should know, you know, it's fine. Some people just want to be like, oh, here, this is what you do, and to move on. But some people do want to understand. And I think having the understanding will tend to make you do it.
Right.
You know, and I think that's a big piece of it.
And keep you healthy for the future, for when you have grandchildren and, you know, doing the things that you want to do in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and not feel like you're 60 and 70 when you're 30 and 40. And so many people just totally ignore those signs. We call them check engine lights, those signs of headache and sore throats and nasal congestion and stomach problems and joint pain and fatigue. You know, things that we just say, oh, it's our stress or getting enough sleep last night.
But then why though, right? You know, we always go to stress, but why is that? And you know, I was driving here too, thinking of what we're going to talk about, but there's all of these indicators, like you said, but people just push it off and say it's not a big deal. But, and another part is people just think it's all about the eating. That is a piece of it, for sure. And I mean, I know that I'm eating better because I'm making better choices, but it really wasn't all about the eating, you know? And it was funny. So people may wonder why I have someone like you on here to talk about health. But as we know, health and wealth go hand in hand, right? So a health is wealth proverb means that the state of well-being, free from disease or diseases, both physical and mental, is indeed wealth. Right. So why don't we start talking about the five pillars of health?
Sure.
You know, because I think that's, for me, that was awesome to kind of understand all of those pieces, because sometimes you don't think they're health related.
Absolutely. And I think what you mentioned before, having that track to kind of go on, we call it like a blueprint. And that blueprint is there because you have to hit certain areas at certain times. Otherwise, things don't work. So the foundations or the pillars, the first one is detoxification. Our body kind of gets gunked up by all the things we've done to it in our lives. And we know what those things are. We don't really have to talk about what they are, right? The bad foods, the alcohol, and just even antibiotics when you were younger, all those kinds of things just add to it.
And which I never realized. That was something I didn't realize. Yeah. You know, because what does a doctor say? Oh, you have something, here's an antibiotic. You know, what we did know, I think, as a public and maybe my listeners, is that, you know, you don't want to have the same antibiotic every time because then you become resistant to it.
Right.
But other than that, knowing that it was bad for you, I guess a lot of people don't know. And also, you know, having more, why medicines? Why not more natural?
Right. Right. Why don't we find a reason why you're getting sick all the time instead of just giving you that antibiotic?
Fixes, the quick fixes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's why we start with a detoxification, because we want to kind of get rid of all the junk from your body and have it start to work better. It's not a cleanse like people worry about, right?
Very different, right?
It is very, very different, as you know. And it's giving your body the good nutrients, also supplementation to add to those nutrients so that your body start to work better and start to feel better. You get more energy. You feel clearer. You're more focused, right?
The brain fog, right?
Brain fog disappears. Those are the amazing things that start to happen right away once you start having detoxification. And then our second pillar is nutrition, right? So during the detoxification, you're kind of learning what foods are going to be good for you. And one of the things I really don't like is to have everyone think that, oh, paleo is good for you, vegan, you've got to be this, you've got to be that. You have to be what works for you.
Very true.
And we help you kind of tease that out and figure out what's going on with that. And that's where, you know, nutrition comes in. It starts right away with detoxification, getting some really good stuff in and keeping it there. And I know people get worried, oh, they're going to take away this, they're going to take away that. But, you know, we can talk again about the holidays coming and how we can kind of integrate good nutrition and fun. And
it's still good stuff. You still can find really good things.
Yeah.
And something you said, too, you know, about eating. And, you know, some people say you got to eat like in between meals and like 6 or 8 meals. And for me, and I know there's things, diets out there or programs out there like that. That would never work for me.
Yeah.
The 3 meals a day, that's exactly what I like to see. So we are actually running toward the break already. It goes so fast. But this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom, the company's Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. So come back after the break. We're going to talk more about health and wealth and how those go together. So we have Dr. Erica Urisitz from Integrative Healing Wellness. So please stay tuned after the commercials and we learn more about health and wealth. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. The company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I am here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all those changes. And I'm also here to bring you stuff that's going to help you in real life. So today we're talking about health and wealth, and I'm here with Dr. Erica Urisitz from Integrative Healing Wellness in Port Jefferson, and it's the program that I did to help me to feel better, look better, lose weight, and everything. So I'm glad you're here, and we want to hear more about it. I want everybody to feel good and look good. So
yeah.
We were talking about the five pillars, and
the five pillars. The first was detoxification. Mm-hmm. Second is nutrition, and our third is actually exercise. And you know, you can't really not talk about exercise if we're talking about health, right? It's always there. But I think a lot of people do too much exercise sometimes, and that's an issue as well. Because especially if your body is not working correctly, you could actually push it too hard, and that'll change some of your hormones. So, and building muscle is really important in hormonal balance, which is actually our fourth pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And hormonal balance is a real key. And we have to remember that your hormones, I actually include the neurotransmitters of your brain as hormones too, because they're really a big part of how the brain and the body work together and integrate together. So we have to think about all of them. And people think, oh, I'm going to hormonal balance, we're going to get hormones, right? No, the idea is that your body's going to get so healthy and start functioning properly that you're going to start building those hormones. And it goes back to a point that you said before. It's not only about nutrition. It's about your sleep. It's about how you're dealing with stressors. Because stress doesn't go away. Doesn't go away. Right?
Meditation helps.
Meditation helps. Yoga helps. The proper sleep. Breathing techniques, right? How you eat. All of those things will really have a huge effect.
Well, I'll share my story. I mean, that was the one thing, and I tell this to people when they ask how I did it or what I'm doing. We did the blood work, which was super important, because I think a lot of programs don't do that. To me, that was the most important part for me, because what you found was I was low in testosterone and progesterone. If you ask my husband, he'd say no way, or people that know me, right? But literally I was low with that, and you had indicated that with being low in those two things, I could exercise all day long, but my body wasn't burning fat. Whoa, the light bulb went off, and that was a big deal. And after that, I really was able to start losing weight. So it was all about the blood work. I mean, obviously the exercise and eating right, that certainly helped too, but that was a major factor for me.
Well, it helped us gear towards what can we do to help you, right? What are those things that are going to start to play a role in getting you back to where you want to be. And, you know, it is really important. And unfortunately, it's really hard for doctors to do that kind of a panel, because they don't have the time. They don't have the time to walk you through what to do. And they've also haven't been taught in that fashion either. So that's why we take a big role in getting a good hormonal panel and really figuring out what kind of building blocks are missing. How can we build those back up so that your hormones start to balance, exercise is working, nutrition is right, detoxification. And we're actually the fifth pillar. having someone to walk you through the mentoring mm-hmm. part of it. I know when I was quite ill about 10 years ago, I didn't have anyone. I had my family doc who told me my blood work was perfectly normal. And it wasn't until I found a functional doc that said, it's not really very normal.
Interesting.
And, yeah, walked wow. me through. So having someone there that really is looking at things, helping you walk through it, keeping you accountable. Our health coach is there to help you with that. So it really does come all together because we're not just leaving you to dry and say, all right, see me in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, I it's huge. And like I said, I'm just very thankful and I love the program. And, you know, I've learned so much, you know, so much That's about great. What to do and how to do better and be better, mm-hmm. you know, in my own life. So it's really good. And I just know, you know, especially being a certain age, especially women that are out there, you know, a lot of things we think, oh, we can't, you know, like the distended belly and the right. inflammation and all of these things that, well, it's just the way it is. Well, it doesn't have to be.
No.
Right? You know, there's ways that you can make that much better and live more of a quality life and not have to, you know, whine and complain about it, you know, because it stinks. It's terrible, but there is ways to solve it. So.
And age gracefully.
Amen. Right?
Amen for that. That's what I'm starting to go towards that 6-0, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh my gosh, you don't even look like it. So, but
yeah, but we have to keep working.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's true. But that's awesome. So of course we're at that time of year. It's the most wonderful.
Yes, it is.
But with that comes a lot of other things, and one of which is having a hard time with the eating, and this is how the health and wealth go together. The eating part, you know, eating a lot, and then having to keep those credit card bills down. So two things that we tend to not do, but we can do better, right? So let's talk about the health part of it, or eating.
Yeah, well, certainly, let's remember, I mean, if we're looking at Christmas, for instance, 2 days out of the month, not 20 days out of the month, right?
That's feels like
the
it though
start.
Sometimes.
So I guess the one thing I would say is to just try and pick one of those days or two of those days that you say, okay, those are those days that I'm going to try to do as well as I can, but find some alternatives. There are some wonderful, really good alternatives that will help you to get through that type of time period. You can come onto our Facebook page. This is a time of year where we'll start to put things on there. We have a wonderful network, Journey to Health, that we're starting to open up to people. I know,
okay,
of course, you're a member.
Why don't
of the,
you give my listeners, like, so the Facebook page, how would they get involved in that?
Yeah, our Facebook page is Integrative Healing Wellness. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's IH Wellness, I should say. So that's a great way to, you know, get to know us a little bit more. And on there's a link to our Journey to Health Network. Mm-hmm. Our Journey to Health Network starting in January, actually, we're going to be opening it up for individuals who are not necessarily members, but are just starting to get to know us. And we talked earlier about, you know, meeting me on Facebook, and it's not an easy process, right? You don't want to meet your doctor on Facebook. It's just, you know, it's kind of an odd thing, but we're here for you. And that's our way to say, okay, here's a good networking system where we can get to learn more about us and make you feel more comfortable about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're back in person, too, that's certainly an easy way to get to know us better, too.
And again, they're right in Port Jeff, so you know, you're very local. And, so that's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe just some examples. Like, what would be like one example if you had to say about a healthy alternative for Christmas binge eating? Is that too severe?
Well, there's really some really good recipes. If you're talking about, like, let's say desserts, you can always switch to either stevia or erythritol powdered sweeteners so that you're not increasing the sugar. Because honestly, sugar is
our biggest enemy.
Yeah,
right?
Sugar is the biggest enemy. It's so inflammatory. Even this past Thanksgiving, I found a way to create a nice pumpkin spice latte at home with some organic decaf coffee, a little bit of coconut cream, oat milk, and a little stevia. And I froth it, and I just pour it right on top of my decaf organic coffee. And it tastes like pumpkin. I'm sorry, I forgot the pumpkin spice.
That's right.
So you can do things like that where it tastes just as good. But you're not getting all the bad stuff. I'm not getting the dairy. I'm not getting the sugar, all those inflammatory things, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one way of doing it. Finding gluten-free ways of cooking with, let's say, a stevia or erythritol alternative is a great way to create a nice dessert. Then there's things like, you know, mashed cauliflower. I know people are starting to get into those things. Some wonderful ways of cooking really good recipes with vegetables that you're, you know, instead of having a sweet potato with marshmallows on top, right? You can do.
Well, I do. That's probably my favorite. The sweet potatoes, you cut them up kind of like in like chunks or whatever. And the oil, the coconut oil.
Coconut oil
with some paprika, and you just bake it in the oven. Oh my God, like that. I'll have that for lunch, and it's really tasty. It's really good. And it's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's those types of things that really go far. And the coconut oil was a life changer for me and all that. But we're coming to the end already.
We are.
Well, but again, so if anybody wants to reach you, what would be a contact number?
Well, you can call us at 631-509-6888. And our wellness coordinator, Nicole, will get you right to the right places.
Big help. Yes, she's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I am so happy that you're here today. Hope with my listeners, we gave you some great information. You know, there's always things. Please go to the website, go to the Facebook page and get more information, or call me and I can help you and get you in the right place. So again, you're listening to The Financial Chick. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you, Mike, the engineer, for helping us out today. And we'll see you next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.